Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is the last daf in Maseches Megillah. It's Megillah daf Lamed Beis. The rabbi left off Megillah daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis toward the top of the Amud. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. So today, as I mentioned, we're going to conclude Maseches Megillah. We have an action-packed daf. First, we are going to pick up with a discussion about the various kriyos that we would read, the kriyas haTorah that we would read on various days. Today, we're going to talk about the ma'amados, what we read on the ma'amados, how Maisa Bereishis connects to the ma'amados. Already the rabbi started discussing that a little bit yesterday. So here we're going to see the Gemara that expounds on that a little bit. Then we're going to talk about the minhag that they would have to read the klalos, which is the tochacha. There are two tochachos, obviously. There's the tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai. There's the tochacha in Parshas Kisavo and Sefer Devarim. And the Gemara is then going to springboard into the concept of Ein Mafsikin Beklalos, that when we're reading klalos, you'll notice that those aliyas are always very long, and we never break them into two. There's always a couple of short aliyas in those parashiyos, and then one big aliyah of the tochacha. We're going to talk about why it is that we're not mafsik beklalos, and a possible nafkamina between the klalos in parshas Bechukosai and the klalos in parshas Kisavo. That is then going to lead into a discussion of the proper method for making the Birchas HaTorah, which is something that we do all the time, although we see that it's a machlokes in the Gemara in terms of the procedure, opening the Sefer, you have to open the Sefer Torah to see the place before you make the bracha. So should you roll the Sefer Torah closed, or should you keep it open? What should you do after you finish? And because we're talking about making the brachos on the Sefer and reading from the Torah, the Gemara is then going to talk a little bit about the proper process for doing Hagba, for doing Galilan or Sefer Torah, and the Masechta is going to conclude with basically an admonition about how one has to conduct himself with a spirit of kavod, of honor, when dealing with a Sefer Torah. So very interesting topics today. So again, the rabbi left off Lamed Aleph Amud Beis at the two dots, so let's call it five lines above where the lines get wide. So says the Gemara as follows, Ma'amados b'maisa bereishis, and on the Ma'amados, we read Maisa Bereishis. So again, Ma'amados were, they would have a whole group of people who would get together in shul and basically hold court every time there were karbanos being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So we would make sure that the Kohanim are doing their avoda, the Levim are doing their avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yisraelim are also getting together and they're learning, they're davening, they're all congregating at the time that the karbanos are being brought. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah told us that on these Ma'amados we read from Maisa Bereishis. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know this? What does it mean? How do we know this? So Rashi explains, it means, what's the connection between Maisa Bereishis and Ma'amados? Why is it that when we, that at the Ma'amados we would read from Maisa Bereishis? So Amar Rabbi Ami, because Rabbi Ami says as follows, the connection is like this, Emole Ma'amados were not for the Ma'amados and for the karbonos that are brought for which we convene the Ma'amados, Lonis Kaimu Shemayim Va'aretz. The Shemayim and the Aretz, the world as we know it, could not continue to exist. Why do we say that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Im lo vrisi, without my bris, yomam v'layla, chukos Shemayim v'aretz lo samti, that the world could not continue to exist. Now, what's the bris that is referred to in this Pasuk without which the world couldn't exist? Uchsev, and the Pasuk says, v'yomar Hashem, Elokim, Vayomer Hashem Elokim b'me'ida ki arshena. So the Gemara is bringing us, is going to cite to us a conversation that Avraham Avinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give your offspring Eretz Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu says, how do I know? So says the Marsha already on the spot, that it's not, God forbid, that Avraham Avinu didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give his offspring Eretz Yisrael, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to do something, you have to believe that he's going to do it. So Avraham Avinu was not from the Ketanei Amana, God forbid. So what does it mean that Avraham Avinu said, Bame'ida ki arshena? So how do I know? So what Avraham Avinu was driving at, says the Marsha, is, I understand you're going to give it to my offspring, But what if they do averas? What if they go astray? What guarantee do I have that you're not going to take it away from them after you give it to them? So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, Amar Avram, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shema Chas V'Shalom Yisrael Choten Lefanecha, Vata Oselem Kedor Mabul Uchedor Aflaga. Maybe in the future generations, they're going to sin, and you're going to conduct yourself to them like you did for the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga. You're going to wipe them out. How do I know that they're going to continue to exist in Eretz Yisrael? Summer low, lav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, not going to happen. Says Avram Avinu, but I want some proof. Summer lafan of Ribono Shel Olam, but my Eda, how do I know that they're never going to be destroyed, that Klal Yisrael is always going to exist forever and ever? So Amar Lo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said as follows, Kholi Egla Mishuleshes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically told him, make the Bris Bein HaBesarim. So in other words, you make this Bris Bein HaBesarim, you Kaviyachol bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you're guaranteed that everything is going to be okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the B'nai Yisrael. They're going to continue to exist and live in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Lefanov, says Avram Avinu, Ribono Shel Olam, Tenach Bezman Shabesa Mikdash Kayim. So you're telling me that they're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, they're going to continue to exist forever and ever because of the Zchus Karbonos, because of the Zchus of the Bris Bein HaMesarim. That's good so long as the Beis HaMikdash is in existence and they can bring Karbonos. Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim Atei Aleihem. How about when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, what's going to guarantee that you are not going to destroy the Jewish people? Summer low, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tavram Avinu, Kfar Tikanti Lem Seder Karbonos. And this is what the rabbi always cites from Rav Shechter, that if you have a choice between saying Karbonos and saying Pesuke the Zimmer, it's better to say the Karbonos at length, because we see how critically important they are. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, don't worry, even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and the B'nai Yisrael lack the capacity to actually bring Karbonos, they still have the Seder Karbonos, Kol Zman Shekorim Behem, every time they read the Seder Karbonos, Mala Ani Aleihem Kilu Makriven Lefanai, Karbon, I view it as if they brought a carbon to me, Umochel Ani Al Kol Avonoseihem, and I'm going to be mochel them for all of their averas. So the point is, says the Gemara, we see the critical importance that Karbonos have to the continued existence of the Jewish people. That without their Karbonos, the Jewish people wouldn't exist. Without their Karbonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could easily obliterate all of us and destroy the entire world. Therefore, at the Ma'amados, when everybody is gathering together in shul, at the time that they're bringing the Karbonos to underscore the critical importance of the Karbonos to the very existence of the world, we read, Maisa Bereishis. So says the Gemara. Okay, so that's all about the Ma'amados. Now we're on to the Tanios, at the two dots about 6-7 lines down in the wide line. So Betanios, Brachos Uklolos. So in the Tanios, we read the Brachos and the Klolos. Ve'in Mafsikim B'Klolos. And we're not Mafsik B'Klolos. We do not break them into two different Aliyos. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know this? And over here, Rashi says, it's not how do we know that we read the Klolos on the Tanis, because if we're fasting, and again, the Tanios that we're referencing here are fast days for rain, for Atziras Geshamim, so it's a little bit of a klala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that the rain not fall, and that we're all gathered on in shul at the Tanis. So there's no question why we read the Klolos on the Tanis. Here Rashi says the question is, how do we know that in Mafsikim B'Klolos? How do we know that you're not allowed to be Mafsik, you're not allowed to break the Klolos into two different aliyas? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Rav Asi, De Amar Kra, Musar Hashem Bini Al Timhas. Because the Pasuk says, do not be disgusted by the Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you look in Tosfos over here, the Tosfos Dibur HaMaskel Ein, the second one on the page, rather, so it says, V'korin Echad, and the reason that one person reads the entirety of the Klolos is Mishum Dechsiv, Musar Hashem Bini Al Timas, do not be disgusted by the Musar of Hashem, and the limit is actually from the end of the Pasuk, which the Gemara does not quote, V'al Takotz Bitochachto, and do not be kotzates Alta Kotz Bitochachto. Now, Rashi, we'll just skip to Rashi outside, and then we'll come back to Tosfos. Rashi says that means Lo Sasu Kutzin Kutzim, Psakim Psakim, Loshen Ktitza. In other words, don't cut it up. So in other words, do not cut up the Tochacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Tochacha, do not divide it. One person has to read it all the way through. So says the Says the Tosfos Vayter now. So Amar Rav Acha Al Tas Tochacha Atochacha Kutzim Kutzim. So he quotes Rashi. Don't cut up the Tochacha. From Amar Rav Yeshua Desichnin Ani Amarti Imo Anochi Bitzara. That the reason that you're not supposed to break up the Tochacha is because you just have to get it over with. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is also with us, is experiencing Tsar with us because of the Pasuk of Imo Anochi Bitzara. Vimkein Ein Din Shevarchuni B'ni Al Atzara Shalahem. And therefore, it's not appropriate that you would break the Tochacha into two and have somebody get a new Aliyah and make a Birchas HaTorah on the Tochacha, because it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Kaviyachol, I don't want a bracha on the tochacha because I'm in sar also, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this punishment is befalling you. Ela yikra echad, rather Tosfos says that one person should read the entire aliyah, yikra echad akol, v'yaskel b'davar echad, v'yisayim b'davar echad, v'oz yachal avarach t'hila v'sof. So now at the end of Tosfos, he addresses, if you're not allowed to make a bracha on the tochacha, because, first of all, you're not supposed to break it up. So that tells me that you're not allowed to make an aliyah, you're not allowed to make a hafsaka in the middle. But how about if I start right before the tochacha? So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to make a bracha on the tochacha because of the reason that Tosfos said of imo anochi b'tzara. So what do? So says Tosfos, our minig nowadays, we back up a couple of psukim, we start before the tochacha, we end the pasuk or two after the tochacha, we read all the tochacha in the middle without any breaks, without any separate aliyos, and thereby we are mekayim not only having only one aliyah for the tochacha, but also not making a bracha on the klala itself. So the first sheet in the Gemara, how do we know that we're not mafsik in the tochacha? So there's Rav Chiya bar Gamda Amar Rav Asi who says from the pasuk al tokots betochachto, and Reish Lakish Amar Lafisha ein omrim bracha ala peranios, because you don't make a bracha on peranios. This is what Tosfos was referring to that we just saw a second ago. Ela hechi avid. So what should you do then? You got to read the tochacha. So if I can't make a bracha on that aliyah, what am I going to do? Says the Gemara, satana kshu maskel. Again, like Tosfos foreshadowed for us, that you just back up, you make a bracha, a pasuk or two before the tochacha, you make the bracha after the aliyah, a pasuk or two after the tochacha. Says Abaya, now let's make a distinction, because again, as we mentioned in the akdama to the shir, there are two tochachos. There's a tochacha in Toras Kohanim, there's a tochacha in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Bichukosai, and there's also a tochacha in Sefer Devarim in Parshas Kisavo. So Amar Abaye lo shanu ela b'klalo shebetoras kohanim. When do we say that you're not allowed to break the tochacha into two, and you're not allowed to have somebody make a bracha on the tochacha? That's only for the tochacha in Bichukosai. Aval klalo shebemishnah Torah, but by the tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, posek. Then I can be mafsik, I can make an aliyah in the middle, I can divide it into two. Says the Gemara, my timer, what's the reason for Abaye's distinction? It seems arbitrary, no? Why would you be able to do this in Parshas Kisavo, but not able to do it in Parshas Bechukosai? Says the Gemara, not arbitrary at all, because Alalu Belashan Rabim Amuros, because the Tochacha and Parshas Bechukosai and Toras Kohanim, Sefer Vayikra, were written in Lashan Rabim. They're written in the plural. And Moshe mepiagvura Amran, and Moshe was conveying word for word the tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there's a level of seriousness and a level of comprehensiveness and authenticity to the tochacha in Sefer Vayikra, Valalu, but the tochacha in Parshas Kisavo is Belashon Yachid Amuros. So distinction number one is they were only said Belashon Yachid and not Belashon Rabim. Moshe lef mipi atzmo Amran, and Moshe said them on his own, that he didn't say them mipi akvura, rather he was sort of paraphrasing. So what does it mean he was paraphrasing? So says Tosfos, so let's not get too excited. Moshe mipi atzmo, what does it mean Moshe mipi atzmo? They're in the Torah, right? So Tosfos says Uvuruch HaKodesh. Obviously Moshe was conveying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will was, it's just that he didn't hear it mipi akvura and wasn't sort of conveying it word for word. He was saying it somehow in Ruach HaKodesh. The Turi Evan explains that both of these distinctions that are brought down in the Gemara are very important. So because the Klalos and Sefer Dvarim were said by Moshe, there were two reasons again why we're not mafsik in the middle of the Klalos. The first is because you're not mafsik in the middle of an admonition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It said in the Pasuk, Musar b'ni al timas, v'al tokutz b'tokachto. So that applies only when it's the tokacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when is it the tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is the tochacha in Parshas Bichukosai, because it was the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, you're not interrupting the Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was saying Baruch HaKodesh. So the reason, number one, for not being mafsek, because it's not appropriate to interrupt in the middle of the tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reasoning doesn't apply to the tochacha in Parshas Kisavo and Sefer Dvarim. And because those tochachos, because those klalos were addressed to individuals, it was written b'loshen yachid, as we said, says the Turei Evan, the reason that Tosfos brings down, that reason that you're not supposed to be mafsik in the klalos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shari with us in Sar, because imonochi b'tsara, so imonochi b'tsara is applicable when there is a communal tochacha, when there's a tochacha on the tzibur, when the tzibur is going through a tsar. But for each and every yachid to say imonochi b'tsara, and therefore you can't be mafsik, is not so muchruch, says the Turei Evan. So both of these reasons are relevant to the distinction of whether you are allowed to be mafsik during the klalos or not. So again, Abaye had said the general rule that the Gemara told us that you're not allowed to be mafsik for the klalos, the two reasons that we saw in Tosfos, those apply only to the tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai. They do not apply to the tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. Okay, so against that backdrop, now we have a Maisa. So Amar, Levi Barbute Avakari. So Levi Barbute was reading the tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, the Kamagam game, and he was mumbling it, Kamei de Rav Huna. So he was reading it very, very quickly, as Balei Kriya do. They read the tochacha very, very quickly, but it appeared that Levi Barbuti was mumbling it. He was very, very distressed. So Rav Huna said to him, achanav shach. In other words, do what you wish. In other words, if you want to be mafsik, you could be mafsik, because that which the Gemara said, that you're not allowed to be mafsik during the klolos, that applies only to the klolos and parshas b'chukosai. You're reading the klolos and parshas kisavo. If you're having difficulty and you want to break it into two aliyas, not a big deal, because like you could do like Abaye said, you could break it into two aliyas, because lo shanu ela klolos shebet Torah's kohanim aval shebet mishnah Torah posek, like Abaye. Okay, says the Gemara now weiter. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Omer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says the following, very, very famous mimer. We're probably all familiar with it. So Ezra tikin len li Yisrael. So Ezra was misakein that klal Yisrael, she korin klalos shebetoras konim kodem atzeres, that you would read the klalos and parshas b'chukosai before the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Usheb Mishnah Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah, and you would read the klalos in Mishnah Torah, you would read the klalos in Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. My time, oh, what's the reason? So that we should be Mekayim, what it says, that the year should end and its klolos should end. And therefore, right before the end of the year, it's Kedai to read the klolos. Says the Gemara, well, Bishlam Hashem Mishnah Torah, Ika, Kedai Shetich Lashana Vekilulosea. I understand the klolos and parshas kisavo. If I'm going to read them before Rosh Hashanah, that's a kiyum in the pasuk of tich lashana vekiloseo, that the year and its klolos should conclude, because Rosh Hashanah obviously is the new year. So if you're going to read kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, is great. Ella shebetoras konim atu atzeres Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara basically chucks up a softball question. But reading parshas b'chukosai before Shavuos, is Shavuos a Rosh Hashanah? So it says, in atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah. The tana atzeres al peiros ilan Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is also sort of a Rosh Hashanah, because Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah for peiros ha'ilan, and therefore there was a kiyum both before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah to read the klolos, and it's a kiyum in what the pasuk says of tichle shana v'kililo seah. And Tosfos over here, the last Tosfos on the page, says that we do follow what the Gemara says over here about reading B'chukosai before Shavuos and reading Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, but we don't follow it to a T. What do I mean? That we always have one parsha in between the klolos and the relevant yontif. So there will always be one parsha in between Bechukosai and Shavuos, and there will also always be one parsha, at least Nitzavim, sometimes it's Nitzavim Vayelech, so we'll always have one parsha between Kisavo and Rosh Hashanah, because we want to be Mekayim the Takana of Ezra, of reading the Klolos before the Rosh Hashanah, but we don't want to go into the Rosh Hashanah on a sour note. We don't want to go into Rosh Hashanah right off of the Klolos. And therefore, we read the Klolos a week in advance, then we're mafsik, and then we go into the Yontif. The Moritz Chayes asks over here, then in the Zmana Gemara, and the rabbi mentioned this, he alluded to this either yesterday or the day before, the rabbi mentioned that in the Zmana of the Gemara, there was a very big distinction between the Seder Parshios in Bavel and the Seder Parshios in Eretz Yisrael. That the Seder Parsha, I think he mentioned this yesterday, that in Bavel, they would finish the entire Chamishei Chumsei Torah every year, like we do. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they would finish the entire Chamishei Chumsei Torah once every 3 years. So they would break the larger Parshios, except for the ones that are very short, they would break them into three. Says the Maariv Chayes, I understand in Bavel, when you're finishing Chamishei Chumsei Torah every year, we could be Mekayim, the Takana of Ezra, because we could arrange it so that Pechukosai always falls before Shavuos, and Kisavo always falls before Rosh Hashanah. So that's great if you live in Bavel. What about the Menei Eretz Yisrael? They finish the Seder Parshios every 3 years. So how are they going to arrange that they read B'chukosai before Shavuos and Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah? It's not going to happen. So says the Pritzadik that that you could still be Mekayim the Takana of Ezra, because we in Chutz Laretz have it easy. It's just the Seder Parshios works out so that before Shavuos or before Rosh Hashanah, it's the Zman to read the Klala. It's either B'chukosai or it's Kisavo. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they would read whatever Parsha they read before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah, but then they would add the Klalos. So the distinction is in Bavel, the Klalos would be part of the Parsha Shavuah, whereas in Eretz Yisrael, they would have to add a separate Kriya of the Klalos in order to be Mekayim, the Takana of Ezra, and fulfill Tichle Shana V'Kilalosea. Okay, says the Gemara now Viter. So Tani Reb Shimon Elazar Omer. So says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The reason that this is cited is because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was the Tana who had brought down the Takana of Ezra. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Im Yomer Luchazkenim Sator V'Yeladim Bnei. If you're getting conflicting advice, if older, more experienced people tell you, stop, don't do something, like knock it down, and the younger, more rash people tell you, no, build it up, forge ahead, Star Val Tivne, you should listen to the older people with more experience. You should sort of knock it down and don't build it up. Mimnesha Stiras Zakanim Binyan, because often the lesson of the Zakanim to knock something down results in something positive, results in a binyan, ubinyan na'arim, and the binyan of na'arim, of young people, of youthful people without experience, stira often winds up being detrimental. So it's always better to follow those who have more life experience. V'simin l'davar Rechavam ben Shlomo, and the similar davar is Rechavam ben Shlomo. What about Rechavam ben Shlomo? So Rechavam followed the advice of his younger colleagues, who recommended that he rule with an iron fist, and because he followed the advice of his younger colleagues and ruled very, very stringently, everybody rebelled, and ultimately Yeravam established Malchus Yisrael and took the kingship from Rechavam, because he listened to the people with less life experience, and when they told him to do something, he did it, when he should have listened to the people with more life experience who were telling him not to do something. Okay, so now back to our regularly scheduled program about the Kriya Satorah. So Tana Rabbanan, we're now five lines up from the bottom of the Amud. So Tana Rabbanan, Mokam Shemafsikim B'Shabbat Shachris, Sham Korim B'Mincha. So the place where you would end the Kriya Satorah at Shachris on Shabbos, that's where you begin reading at Mincha. So far, so good. B'Mincha Sham Korim B'Sheni, where you conclude by Shabbos Mincha, that's where you pick up on Monday. B'sheni sham koran b'chamishi, where you leave off on Monday, that's where you pick up on Thursday. B'chamishi sham koran l'Shabbos, where you leave off on Thursday, that's where you start reading on Shabbos. Haba, divrei Rabbi Meir, that's where Rabbi Meir says. In other words, Rabbi Meir says, you always keep progressing in the Kriyas HaTorah, so you're not going to leave that much to read by the next Shabbos. However, Rav Yehuda Amar, no, like we do, Makom Sham Afsika M'Shabbos Achre Sham Korim B'Mincha U'V'Sheni U'V'Chamishi U'L'Shabbos Haba. No, you finish a parsha, you start the next parsha Shabbos Mincha, you repeat what you read on Yom Sheni, you repeat what you read on Yom Chamishi, and then you repeat what you read again and read the entire parsha on the next Shabbos. So Amar Rav Zeira, Halacha Makom Sham Afsika B'Shabbos Achre Sham Korim B'Mincha U'V'Sheni U'V'Chamishi U'L'Shabbos Haba. Says Rav Zeira, yeah, the halacha's like that. We just had a machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir said his shita. Rav Yehuda said his shita. So instead of telling me and repeat, so when you want to tell me the halacha, instead of repeating at length the shita of Rav Yehuda, why don't you simply tell me that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda? So turning over to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which is actually today's daf. So Mishum Da'afchi Luhu, because there was a corruption in the Gersos. In other words, the Shitas of Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir were switched around from time to time. So you can't tell me that Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, because I don't know what Rav Yehuda said. Was Rav Yehuda the one who said that you read sort of consecutively, or was Rav Yehuda the one who said that you repeat what you read on Shabbos Mincha, you repeat it on Monday and Thursday and the next Shabbos? So because there was this corruption in the Gersos, he had to say the long form of who he paskin like, and therefore he actually referenced the entire Shita of Rav Yehuda. But that's what we do nowadays. So now the Gemara is going to talk about the proper procedure for making Birchas HaTorah. So Tana Rabbanan, Poseach, you have to open up the Sefer Torah, Veroet, you have to see where your Aliyah is going to begin from. Golel, you then roll the Sefer Torah shot, Umevarech, and then you make the bracha on, you make the bracha of Asher Baruch Habanu, but you make the Birchas HaTorah. V'chozor Poseach V'korei, and then you open up the Sefer Torah, and then you start to read. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rav Yehuda says, no, Poseach V'roet, you open up the Sefer, you look where you're starting, Umevarech, and then you make the bracha. You don't have to close the Sefer Torah before you make the bracha. V'korei, and then you just read it. So according to Rav Meir, there's an extra closing of the Sefer Torah before the bracha. According to Rav Yehuda, you could just leave it open. So my time at the Rav Meir, so what's the reason for Rav Meir? Why would you have to roll the Sefer Torah shut before you make the bracha if you're going to open it again anyway? Kedula, it's for the reason of Ula. Diyamar Ula, because Ula says as follows. Why do we say that the person who's reading the Torah shouldn't feed the lines to the Meturgaman? They used to have a Meturgaman who would translate the Sefer Torah into the native language of wherever they were. So the person who's reading the Sefer Torah shouldn't involve himself in the Targum. Why? Targum, so that nobody should think that, God forbid, the Targum is written, the translation is actually written in the Torah. Zachanami kadesh lo yomru brachos ksuvim b'Torah. So says Rav Meir, the reason that I'm telling you that you have to roll the Sefer Torah closed before you make the bracha is lest somebody think that the Birchas HaTorah are actually written in the Sefer Torah. So Rav Yehuda, so how come Rav Yehuda is not afraid for that? So Rav Yehuda, Targum ika lemitoi. Because by Targum, okay, maybe you're going to make a mistake and people are going to think that just like the Hebrew words of the Sefer Torah are written in the Sefer Torah, so too the translation of the Torah is written in the Torah. It's not such a crazy idea, but brachos lakalamiti, but by brachos, nobody's going to make such a mistake. And Amar Rav Zeira, it says Rav Zeira, he paskins, Amar Rav Masna, halacha, Poseach, and again, here he goes. He's not going to tell us which shita we hold, like he's actually going to tell us the shita. He's going to repeat the actual shita. So it says, Rav Zeira Amar Rav Masna, halacha, poseach, veroeh. You open up the sefer, you look at the place where you're going to start from, umavarech, and you make the bracha without rolling it shut, v'korei, and then you read it. Says the Gemara, v'leim halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Why doesn't he just say that halacha is like Rav Yehuda? Again, he's like telling me his entire shita. Just tell me that halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Mishum da'afchilu. Because again, over time, there were people who confused the shita of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And therefore, he went and he told us what exactly the shita was. So if you look at the Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskil Golalo, the second one on the page, So you'll notice that there is a period, probably about a third, almost halfway down in the Tosfos, and we'll read from there. So, because Tosfos puts a gloss on what the Shita Rav Yehuda actually is. So Noagulomar, so Tosfos says that when they would take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron, they used to have the minig to say, Kishamasiyan Sefer Torah, Hani Psuki Derachmi. They would say certain psukim, Torah Hashem Tamima, Edas Hashem Nemona, Pkudei Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chelev, Mitzvah Hashem Bara Mira Seinayim, Lefi Shematan Scharam Besidon, because they're all nice psukim about the Torah, V'yachakach Omer Gadlu, and after that the Chazan says, Gadlu Hashem Itiyin and Ramah Shmo Yachtav, Sheyesh Ba Sheish Tevos, because there were six words, Keneged Shisha Tzodem Shalnose Aron, Keneged the six people who would carry the Aron, Umem Tevos, and there were 40 letters in Yesh B'Torah Hashem Tamima, in all these psukim of Torah Hashem Tamima, Keneged Amem Yom Shavem Nitna Torah, Keneged the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up on our Sinai when he received the Luchos, V'Yachakach, and after you say all these psukim and you finally bring the Sefer Torah to the Bima, here's the critical part for us. Post Kol Amakam Sheir Tzalik Rosbo, you open up the Sefer to the place where you want to read from, the Kore Kohen, and the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, Ulechatchila, Hu Golalo Vesotmo Kodem Sheyavarech, and Lechatchila, even according to Rav Yehuda, you would close, after you open up the Sefer and see where you're going to read from, you would close the Sefer before you make the Bracha, so that the Amei Haaretz in the shul shouldn't think that the Berachah Torah is written in the Sefer Torah. Aval b'di'eved ein lachush, but b'di'eved you don't have to be afraid. Sharei lo shchichi amaretz kol kach ata, because says Tosfos, people, I mean, come on, give people a little bit of credit. People are not such Amei Haaretz that they're going to think that the brachos are actually written in the Sefer Torah. So b'di'eved, Rav Yehuda says, oh, you don't have to close it. Avala achar, but the interesting part of Tosfos here is that even according to Rav Yehuda, says that you don't have to close it because we're not afraid of the Amei Haaretz. L'chatchila, you should close it, but then after your aliyah, avala achar shekara bo vadei tzarech legololo kodem sheyavarech afilu, the Gerus has changed, afilu the Rav Yehuda, that even Rav Yehuda says after the aliyah, there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees you have to roll the Sefer Torah shut before the Ola makes the bracha. The machlokas is only when you're making Asher Bracha Banu before your aliyah. So today you'll notice that there are a lot of menagim. You have a lot of people who, like Tosfos's lechatchila view, open up the Sefer Torah, roll it closed, make the bracha, and then open it again before the Baal Kori starts to read. There are people who keep the Sefer Torah open, but you'll notice if those people know what they're doing, they'll always look away from the Sefer Torah. Why are they looking away from the Sefer Torah? This is why, because Tosfos says, the whole reason the Rav Yehuda says that lechatchila you have to close it, and Rav Meir says certainly you have to close it, is so that people shouldn't think the brachos are written in the Sefer Torah. So if you want to be mekayim the shita of Rav Yehuda without that concern, you could leave the Sefer Torah open, you could look to the side, so everybody knows that you're not looking at the Sefer Torah, you can make the bracha, and then you could start reading, and again, at the end, you do have to close the Sefer before you make the bracha, v'asher nasan lanu, following the aliyah. Okay, says the Gemara now, Viter. So, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Masna. Back in the Gemara, another mimer from Zera, Amar Rav Masna. Haluchos va'abimos ein behem mishum kedusha. The luchos and bimos don't have kedusha. So, what are these? Luchos and bimos? So if you look in the top Tosfos over here, haluchos va'abimos ein behem mishum kedusha. So, Perish Baruch Gilyone Sefer Torah shalamala v'shalamata v'shal bein daf l'daf. That what we're talking about is the white part of the parchment in a Sefer Torah. And Tosfos winds up not liking that pshat because it's obvious that in a Sefer Torah, the blank parts of the parchment have Kedusha. So he says, no, we're talking about when they're cut out of the Sefer Torah, but then he doesn't like that because in Meseches, I think it's in Meseches Moed Katan, in Shabbos and Perakol Kisvei, they ask about what happens once these parts are cut out of the Sefer Torah, do they maintain Kedusha? And if this Gemara meant that we're talking about the parts of the Sefer Torah that are blank parchment that were cut out of the Sefer Torah, that Gemara should have brought a raya from our Gemara that they do have Kedusha. So Luchos means whatever. Bimos means the Bima. And in other words, it doesn't have Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. The Ravid says, of course, it has Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, as it has some sort of Kedusha. It just doesn't have the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. So Amarav Shvatia, Amarav Yochanan, a Golol Sefer Torah, if a person is being Golol the Sefer Torah, Tzorok Sheyamo Sheyamdenu Ala Tfar, you have to basically find the seam. That's why you see people finding the seam before they do Agba. The reason is, Rashi says, because it's the best place for tightening the Sefer Torah. And the Rif says, because you want to make sure that the Sefer Torah doesn't rip. Because if you have it on the seam and you're lifting it up, if there's tension and God forbid the Sefer Torah rips, if it rips on the seam, it's very easy to repair. If the cloth rips off the seam, then it's going to be very difficult to repair. You're going to be in trouble. Therefore, it's always good to find the seam when you're tightening a Sefer Torah. Another halacha, V'yamarav Shvat, Yamarav Yochanan, a Golol Sefer Torah, if a person is being Golel a Sefer Torah, so we're talking about if a person is being Golol a Sefer Torah by himself and he's sitting down. So if you can imagine, you're sitting down and you have the Sefer Torah, which of course is on two different Atzei Chaim. So there are two different rolls of the Sefer Torah. So when you're rolling it, you should manipulate the roll that's further away from you. So you should be rolling from the one that's further away and not rolling on the one that's closer to your body. Why not? Because if you imagine, you're sitting with the Sefer Torah on your lap, if you're handling the Eitz Chaim that's closest to your body, then the one that's further away from you is going to fall off your lap and it's going to roll on the floor. That's going to be a huge bazillion. So the way that you manage the Sefer Torah when it's on your lap is you manipulate the one that's further away from you, and therefore you're ensure that it's not going to, fall down. So ukshu mahadko, but when you tighten it, mahadko bin bifnim, vein mahadko bin bechutz. However, when you tighten it, you should touch the Eitz Chaim, which is closest to you, and not the one that is further away from you. Why? Because if you're tightening the one that's further away from you, then you're reaching over the Ksav Sefer Torah with your arms, and that's, again, a little bit of a bazillion to the Sefer Torah, but certainly when you're rolling it, safety first. You got to make sure that you're not putting the Sefer Torah at risk. That if there are 10 people who read, there are 10 people around, and therefore we read the Sefer, we read Kriyas HaTorah. So the Golel is, the Glila is the kibbutz that should be given to the greatest one among them. And the Mishnah Berurah says, according to our menagim nowadays, Glila doesn't mean Glila, Glila means Hagba. And then the Gemara says, a startling comment, HaGololo notel schar kulam, that the Golel takes the schar of everybody else who's there. Damar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Asor Shekor B'Torah, HaGolel Sefer Torah Kibol Schar Kulan. The one who's Golel receives the schar of everybody there. Says the Gemara, Schar Kulan Sal Kadaita. Can it be that the one who's Golel gets the schar of everybody there? That doesn't make any sense. Ela'ima Kibol Schar Keneged Kulan. He gets as much schar as everybody else. How do we know? Again, we're just quoting Maimonim from Shvati Amar Rav Yochanan. This one has nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah. How do we know that we're mishtamesh in a baskol? Shenemar vaznecha tishmana davar me'acharecha leimar. That and we're talking about hearing something me'acharecha. That's a baskol. V'hani mili deshamat kol gavra b'masva kol itza b'dabra. So how do you know what's a baskol and how do you know what's just conversation that you're overhearing? So a baskol is a voice that you would not expect to hear in your current location. So in other words, if you hear the voice of a man, says the Gemara, in the city, where usually women are hanging out, or the voice of a woman in the field, where usually men are hanging out, then you can be somech on the fact that what you're hearing is a baskol, and you're not stam overhearing conversation. V'hud amar hin hin, v'hud amar lav lav. And another trick is a baskol will always repeat itself. So in other words, a baskol will never simply say yes or no. It'll always say yes, yes, or no, no. So v'rama v'shvati amar rav yochanan, kol akorei b'lo ne'ima, if a person reads the Sefer Torah without trup, v'shone b'lo zimra, and if he learns without a tune, alava kasav omer v'gam ani nesati lam chukim lo tovim. That it's a bad news if you're learning without a tune. Why would you learn with a tune? So Tosfos over here says they would always sing their Mishnayos with a tune because you have to remember the Mishnayos were Torah Shebal Peh. And once upon a time, they really were Bal Peh. They weren't written down. So as a memory aid, in order to aid memory, they would put the Mishnayos to a catchy tune and that would assist you in learning the Mishnayos, and remembering the Mishnayos. So it was a memory device, says Tosfos. There was a practical reason. But again, a startling statement. If you learn without a tune, it's bad news, says Rav Shvatia Amar Rav Yochanan. So says Abaye, Maskafla Abaye, how could it be? Mishum de layod levsume kala, because you don't have a good voice. Mishpatim lo yichyubem karisabe, you're going to apply a pasuk that concludes by saying mishpatim lo yichyubem, you're not going to live with them because you don't have a nice voice. So ela k'drav misharsha de amar shnei talmidei chachamim ayoshvim bir achas. They know and says, it's not talking about somebody who learns without a tune. It's talking about two talmidei chachamim who are in a city. You don't get along. Aleima, because of Omer, v'gam ani nesati lem chukim lo tovim. On them, the pasuk says that that's chukim lo tovim. Umishpatim lo yichyu behem. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kala ochei sefer Torah aram. Anybody who holds a sefer Torah without a cover, nikbar aram, he's going to be buried naked. Aram ksal kataitach, he's going to be buried naked without tachrichim like every other Jew. Elaima nikbar aram below mitzvahs, he's going to be buried naked with no mitzvahs. Below mitzvahs sal kataitach, all the guy did was he held a sefer Torah without a mantel. I mean, the guy's going to be buried with no schar mitzvah. Ela amar Abaye nikbar aram below osa mitzvah, he's buried naked without that mitzvah. And what does it mean without osa mitzvah? So says Tosfos that without the mitzvah of holding a sefer Torah. So says Tosfos, of course he's not going to get the mitzvah of holding a sefer Torah because he's holding a sefer Torah the wrong way. The right way to hold the sefer Torah is with a mantle. He's holding it without a mantle. Of course he's not going to get the mitzvah. So Tosfos says, no, what it means is if he was doing another mitzvah while holding the sefer Torah improperly, he's not going to get the schar for even that other mitzvah. So I'm Rav Yanai, Berei de Rav Yanai, Saba, Mishmei de Rav Yanai, Rabba. So a bunch of Rav Yanais. Mutav Tiglal HaMitzpachas Val Yiglal Sefer Torah. If you're rolling a Sefer Torah on something, it's better to roll. So in other words, if you're trying to wrap a Sefer Torah, it's better to wrap the cover around the Sefer as opposed to manipulating the Sefer to get the cover to wrap around it. Of course, if you're actually rolling the Sefer Torah, then you have no choice but to actually roll the Sefer Torah. But if you just want to cover it, rather than touching the Sefer Torah, just touch the mantle, says the Gemara. Now the Gemara concludes with by taking us back to what the Mishnah was talking about all the various kriyos on the various Yomim Tovim. Says the Gemara, Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, mitzvasam shiyu korin osan kol echad ve'echad v'zmano. You have to read about all the Yomim Tovim at the time of the Yontif. Tana Rabbanan concludes the Gemara, Moshe tikin lam li Yisrael, sheyu sholem v'dorshem b'nyana shol yom, hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, that Moshe was mitakein, that you have to read about hilchos Pesach on Pesach, hilchos atzeres b'atzeres, hilchos chag b'chag. That you have to read about the Inyan Shel Yom on the Yontif. We said earlier that Sholem Adorshin Shloshem Yom Kodem Achag, that you have to read from the Parshias already 30 days before. So Tosfa says, no, that even though you've been darshaning already for the 30 days preceding Yontif, on the Yontif itself, you have to be Dorish again, and you have to read from the Kriya that Shayech to the Yontif. The Ran, the Ritva, and the Rashba, they famously explain the actual mitzvah to darshan is on the Yontif itself. What does it mean, Sholem Adarshan Lamed Yom Kodem Achag? It means that Lamed Yom Kodem Achag, if you ask a question on the Yontif, then it's considered to be Shol Ke'inyim. But of course, the main takana of Moshe Rabbeinu was that you have to read the Kriya of the Yontif on each of the Yomim Tovim. So Adron Alach B'nei Yair, V'slika L'Maseches Megillah. So Mazel Tov to everybody on completing Maseches Megillah. Tomorrow, God willing, we are going to start Maseches Moed Katan. I hope everybody has a wonderful day.